Well, the Saskatoon Blades are coming off of a big win over Moose Jaw, 9-3 win, busting a five-game losing streak, and now the Blades are hosting the Lethbridge Hurricanes at Sasktel Center tomorrow. It is Festivus night. We've got communications manager Tanner Chuby and number 27, Hunter Lang, in the studio to talk about the festivities tomorrow. You guys, welcome back to the studio. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Hunter, we'll start with you. How has your time been with the Blades so far? So you joined up midway through last season.
It's been good. The guys welcomed me pretty early. The coaches gave me a lot of opportunity and a lot of trust, and the guys here are great, and it was good to start at the start of the season with the guys and be at the training camp and go through it all with them. And it's been good so far.
A lot of people, talking about your future prospects in hockey, you being a draft pick with the Calgary Flames. So you just came out of their training camp back in September. How did that go, and what sorts of things did you learn?
Yeah, it's always cool throwing on an NHL sweater and, being around all the best players in the world and learning from them. And, they got a great coaching staff, which, they taught me a lot. And, I got to play in Rogers Arena against Louis there, and that was fun. And then back at the Sal Dome and, got my first preseason game. So I learned a lot there and try to bring as much as I could back here.
So I would ask you about that. So coming back to Sasktel Center and playing with the Blades after having attended a camp like that, what sorts of things does that affect on the ice? Like, what sorts of skills do you have now that you didn't have before?
Oh, I mean, just all the little things. When we had practice with all the veteran NHLers, they're working on stuff after practice, like little stick handling drills, little tip drills. And, we do that a lot here and with the Blades and be pros here. And a lot of the stuff we do here is like what we did in the NHL camp, so it's good that last year I got to experience a little bit of it and I was more ready this year at camp.
It was a big win on Tuesday. How are you guys feeling going into this weekend?
Yeah, we really needed that win. It was good for our team, good boost, good confidence for us, and to score some goals. And we've been a little snake bitten lately, so it was nice to see him go in.
Again, number 27, Hunter Lang, thank you so much. I'm really excited about the Seinfeld vibes that are going to be at Sasktel Center tomorrow. And like, what a great idea doing Festivus Night, Tanner Chuby.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us all to come together and air our grievances.
Yeah.
It's a cool night for Seinfeld fans and fans in general, and it kicks off a busy weekend for the Blades in general. Three games in three nights, another home game on Sunday as well against the Raiders. It's a really fun way to kick off the weekend, especially with the Christmas break coming up right away.
Absolutely. I know particularly tomorrow we're doing a little 92.9 the Reindeer takeover of the concourse. Our street team is going to be there. They're going to have some swag and prizes. There's a lot going on the concourse. They're doing airing of grievances. They were saying 500 fans getting a donation made in their name to the Human Fund, Feats of Strength, Poke Check hosting the Feats of Strength, Festivus poll on site. Are you a big Seinfeld guy?
Personally, for me, I'm not. I've never watched Seinfeld. I've seen bits and clips, but I know a lot of Seinfeld fans in our office. I know we'll be setting up a camera on the concourse as well for fans to come up and they can air their grievances that way. Feats of Strength, there's lots going on for a Seinfeld fan. And honestly, as someone who hasn't watched Seinfeld, I'm super excited to just learn some things about it as well through a hockey game. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Festivus for the rest of us. That's the whole thing. Well, again, the Blades hosting the Lethbridge Hurricanes tomorrow night at Sasktel Center. But I mean, that's just kind of the beginning of the action this weekend. I think if people have been holding on to the idea of getting tickets, they should just hop on, pack the barn. Let's do it.
They should. A big weekend ahead. Game against Lethbridge on Friday at home, Festivus night. Prince Albert's first game against them since opening weekend at Sasktel Center on Sunday, a 4 o'clock game. We're also asking fans that game to bring non-perishable food items. We're having a food drive that night for the Saskatoon Food Bank. So big weekend ahead. Three games, and get your fix of Blades hockey before the Christmas break, because you're going to be wanting it during that week off. I can guarantee it.
Absolutely. We're going to be sending some fans to the game too. Hang on to your phones. We're going to do a little call-in contest in just a moment here to give away a 4-pack of these flex passes. But again, you and your crew should consider picking up some tickets for this weekend and taking in some Blades hockey.
Absolutely. Visit the store, the Fan Experience Zone, 2803 Faithful Avenue, or you can go to Ticketmaster, get your tickets that way as well.
Even better yet, because then you can go to the game decked out.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Awesome. Tanner Chuby and Hunter Lang, you guys, best of luck with the weekend, and thanks for coming by to chat.
Thank you.